Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the Light Journal podcast. I'm Jamie Perez. Today, I'll be discussing service through introspection and self-awareness. This is the third episode of the Seven Levels of Service series. Each level builds upon the previous one. If you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, I encourage you to do so. An amazing thing happens when we can see and perceive the world without our fake personas, our false ego, our masks getting in the way. We can see beyond ourselves. We can interact and connect with ourself, others, and our environment with a new level of intimacy. This level of consciousness is known in Eastern traditions as the vital breath body, or the energetic body. In the concluding episode of the Human Programming series, Spirit revealed the seven levels of service to me that we're now working through. What I didn't realize at the time, and only discovered while writing the second episode of this series, is that a complementary concept already exists in the Sanskrit writings that come from around 600 BCE. Chapter 2 of the Vedic texts, known as Taittiriya Upanishad, talks about our five, or seven, depending on how you understand it, sheaths, bodies, or koshas, K-O-S-H-A-S, of consciousness. These sheaths are layers or veils that progress from the outer person to the innermost core, known as the Atman or True Self. Each body or kosh represents a different kind of consciousness that we have to progress through if we want to access our true self. And in this case, true self is defined as pure consciousness or pure awareness. The koshas start with the outermost layer. That's the physical or animal consciousness. And it's here that we serve by acclimating ourselves to this body, learning how to take care of it, and living in harmony with it. With our basic survival needs met, it's easier to progress to the next layer within ourselves. That would be the energetic body or vital breath sheath. Here we serve by developing awareness of our mind and body and the masks we wear. We free ourselves from the labels and definitions and expectations of others and uncover our authentic self. Without our ego masks, the physical and energetic bodies are capable of merging and becoming as one. For many of us, that freedom from false masks enables us to see ourselves as we are, and we're a stranger to that person staring back at us from the mirror. Not knowing who we are anymore is an uncomfortable feeling. We have been hiding beneath our masks for so long that when we're finally able to see the real us, we may initially flounder and feel lost. I remember when I abandoned my faith in the God of the Bible. It laid me out, literally. I collapsed on the floor and wasn't sure I'd ever be able to stand up again. My entire belief system was wrapped around the inerrancy of the Bible. Without it, I didn't know who I was. My sense of morality, identity, purpose, and place in the universe were all wrapped around it. With it gone, I had to reconstruct myself from the ground up. It took over a decade to recover from that. And I'm still, 20 years later, discovering new aspects of myself. That said, your experience will be unique to you. For some of you, the transition will be swift and relatively painless. For others, it may take time and a lot of effort. It really depends on the masks and how long you've worn them. Without your masks, everything you thought you knew is put into question. Things like, what's right? What's wrong? Who am I? How am I supposed to live? Why do I feel like this? What happens next? 100 other questions. They all just start popping up. These aren't time-limited questions. The answers arrive over time. But you can know this. You are who you want to be. You are what you want to be. That may not be what you want to hear right now. Perhaps like I was, you're in a challenging situation, trying to find yourself when you've got a spouse or children, or you're locked into certain expectations and situations, that makes life really complicated. You have to weigh your options and make decisions without the masks that guided you in the past. Here's the thing. You can't go back. Once you've removed a mask, you can't easily put it back on. Oh, you can try, but it'll never fit the same way as before. It'll chafe. You'll always know you're living a lie. But that's your choice. But here's the thing. There is another choice. A choice that would have made my own experience radically different. Begin to focus on your third innermost kosh, that mental body. The mental sheath is where our consciousness integrates our outer world with our inner world of mind and emotions. And how do we do this? Well, glad you asked. It's through introspection and self-awareness, the third level of service. Introspection is the process of examining ourselves, our mental and emotional state and processes. It helps us to understand why and how we think, feel, and act the way that we do. We can re-see and re-know our thinking processes, our emotional responses, and our actions. And in so doing, we can choose what attitude, perspective, or worldview we want to have in our day-to-day experiences. I recently came across a 1980s article by the American Psychological Association. It's called Perceptions of the Impact of Negatively Valued Physical Characteristics on Social Interactions. The researchers conducted four different studies. Three of the studies were only with women. One study included men and women. It was all about learning whether our perception influences reality. So this is how it worked. Makeup artists drew disfigurements on their faces, then showed them a mirror. Before sending the participants outside, the artists took each person aside and asked to touch up their makeup. But what they actually did was removed it. The participants were then sent outside and asked to report back on how others responded to them in social situations. Unsurprisingly, they reported back that others were strongly reacting to their non-existent disfigurements. So what does that show us? It shows us that we see and experience what we expect to see and experience. Our reality is an illusion created by our own minds and expectations. When we go into the world expecting pain, suffering, prejudice, discrimination, racism, failure, or anything else, that's what we get because we expect it. We are creating our reality. Introspection and self-awareness allows us to move past our expectations and to stop manifesting illusions of helplessness, victimhood, and powerlessness. We are none of these things unless we choose to be, unless we believe that is what we are. The third level of service is about seeing ourselves, others, and the world without interjecting our expectations upon it. This is a much bigger issue than it may initially appear to be. When we believe illusions are the truth, well, we behave accordingly. For example, if we believe there can be no peace in the world, then we will manifest it by our words, our attitudes, and our choices. We will send this belief into the quantum field. And as I've mentioned several times, this is a world of entanglement. If enough people believe that war is normal and inevitable, then it will manifest as our reality. Think about all the movies that society's created that push war, doom, and apocalyptic images at us. These don't just affect our behaviors, they affect the quantum realm. They create the reality that we expect. So know this, it's not you against the world, it's you with the world. We're not separate from it. We're not in an adversarial relationship with the world. Through quantum entanglement, we're collaborators in this reality. Our thoughts, perceptions, and worldviews are creating what we're experiencing. Tibetan Buddhism teaches that this existence isn't real. Some versions of shamanism teaches that this world is a dream, and the dream world is real. Hinduism teaches that this world is an illusion or a dream. These ancient cosmologies recognize that we experience the world as we believe it to be. When we practice introspection and self-awareness, we are gaining more control over what we experience and how we experience it. As we gain a deeper understanding of how our mind works, where our emotions are arising from, and why we are believing what we do, we can change our reality on a personal and world level. Through introspection and self-awareness, we can know ourselves in an authentic way, which is both the challenge and the means by which we serve. As our mental body aligns with our energetic and physical bodies, we can reach into the deeper realm of the intuitive or psychic mind. We can access higher levels of consciousness. But that's a topic for the next episode. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jamie Perez with the Light Journal Podcast. Blessings on your journey.